There is still much for you to see.
Christie followed him as he left through the far door, thinking that perhaps he had given away more than he wanted to. The tour continued. They went through labs with closed-off plexiglass partitions. It was here that his chem weapons were synthesized from existing stocks or pre-made and stored. There were two armories that would have made JB faint with pleasure, weapons that she sure couldn't identify, along with a lot that she could and that she knew to be deadly in effect. And there was ammo for all of that. The odd thing was that she was used to seeing labs and armories in the harsh sodium glare of fluorescent lighting, with bare concrete floors and functional walls. This was weird. All that she had seen so far was like some opulent mansion from an old vid. The walls were in pastel shades, a thick carpeting in contrasting hues dulled their every footfall, and there were pictures on the walls. Some were paintings that she recognized from books, and others were photographs. A number of them featured individuals or groups that had people with a resemblance to the man in front of her.
Howard, what are these? The pictures on the wall.
Ah, some of them are individual family members. Others are groups. As you can see. What I mean is that they are those who went before and made all this possible. It was their efforts and the efforts of those who worked for them that ensured our survival after the nuclear winter.
Those who worked for them?
Oh, yes. They were very smart, but they couldn't have done this alone. They recruited the best brains of their generation to assist them in this project. Their reward was to be that they too would survive. And they did. Without them, I would not be here now talking to you. And the work goes on.
But there are no pictures of the others here.
Of course not. They aren't family. Now, if we continue, we'll come to the motor bays. You saw one of these yesterday when we arrived. That's where I was this morning before Sid informed me of your waking. And I hate to be impolite, but I must soon return to my work if I am to keep my schedule.
He led her through to the bays, but his last words were preying on her mind. What was the schedule? How short was it? And what the hell was the aim? There were too many questions, and although she'd had hints of answers that he'd unwittingly given away, there was still far too much that she needed to find out before she could work out a course of action. The bays were much as she would have expected from the night before. They housed a variety of vehicles in states of repair and maintenance. Heavy tools and equipment littered the bays. This, like the other sector she had seen, was deserted except for the two of them. He was keeping her apart from the others he had spoken of. And who and how many there were was information she needed before she could act.
I must now return to my work here. You'll find out what it is as soon as it's done, and you'll... well, when it's complete. If you follow the same route back, you will be able to find your way to your room. You can also stop and look at the books and films if you so wish to learn more about the past. I would imagine that would be quite fascinating for you. If you have any questions, feel free to ask Sid.
How can I do that?
Oh, just speak aloud. Sid?
I'm here.
See? Easy.
I see. Thank you.
Oh, if you'd rather watch something in the comfort of your room, Sid will relay anything to your terminal.
That caught her attention. She couldn't remember seeing a terminal in the room. Perhaps if she used that for the innocuous business of watching old vids, then she might be able to access the mainframe and find out a little more about what exactly was going on here. She walked directly to the door from which they had accessed the bays, yet all the time she was scanning the area, noting other doors, positions of possible weapons. She left Howard to his task and retraced her earlier steps. Sid, whoever he may be, automatically opened doors as she approached, signaling her path. She wanted to detour, to try one of the other doors along the way, one that had been locked or closed to her. She couldn't make it look too deliberate. She had noted the doors that had been unlocked previously, and she made for one of them.
What are you doing, Christie Roth?
Oh, just curious. It must be okay. I was shown this before.
She opened the door and looked in on the plushly furnished room.
Sid, Howard ran through things a little quickly, and I think I must be a little confused still. I can't remember whose room he said this was.
He did not say. In point of fact, it belonged to a now-deceased family member.
Just like my room. How many of the family have died, then?
The numbers are unimportant. What you have to remember is that we have been down here for several generations, So many have passed naturally.
We, Sid? Are you one of the family? Sid?
No, I am one of those who serve.
She waited, but the voice was not forthcoming with any more information. As if it were going to be that easy. She continued on the route back to her new quarters, stopping a couple of times to look at unlocked rooms.
What is it you require?
I'm just acquainting myself with the place.
The distant voice did not reply. She took that as a good sign. He wasn't actively dissuading her. She continued down the route until she had looked in another two rooms, then went to a door she knew was locked, or at least had not been actively opened to her the previous occasion. She tried it, and was less than surprised to find that it wouldn't budge.
Ms. Roth, what are you doing?
My mistake. I thought this was one of the rooms that I saw earlier.
Please do not lie to me, Christy Roth. Just because I am not with you in presence does not mean that I cannot tell what is going on. You are attempting to gain access to rooms that were not on the route given to me by Howard. Please explain yourself.
Why did Howard only allow certain rooms to be opened to me?
You have not answered my question.
And you haven't answered mine.
Very well. There is a simple and innocuous answer to your question. Howard wished you to see family rooms, as you will become part of the family. The other rooms are of no concern, as they are worker rooms.
That bit about becoming part of the family caused a cold chill to run down Christy's spine, but at least she had provoked Sid to reveal something.
Why can't I see workers' rooms? In fact, why haven't I seen any of these workers who Howard talks about? Where are you? Why am I being kept from you?
Really, Ms. Roth, there is little I can say. Howard would not be pleased with this discourse as it is. All I can say to you is that there has been no reason for you to encounter any of us. Howard is our master by birth, and we must obey him.
Why? Your ancestors built this base for his ancestors. You were the brains and the hands. His people were just the jack.
She was taking a chance here, and she knew it. But she had to test the territory sooner or later.
You do not understand, Ms. Roth. I could not expect you to. Howard is not a bad man, so please do not judge him as such. Indeed, compared to some members of the family who have come before him, he is positively saintly. Yet consider this. Would it be possible to be born, live down here, and come from a limited gene pool without being in many ways incomprehensible to such as yourself? Howard is good to us. To what we have become. He does not abuse his powers when it comes to the workers. Certainly not in the way that many who preceded him have done.
I don't think I understand you. Not completely. I think that your boss is completely mad and probably very dangerous, but not evil. To be evil, he would have to know right from wrong, and I don't think he has the capacity for that. But that doesn't make me any less easy about being down here. And I still don't understand why I haven't seen anyone else. Why are you being kept from me?
Perhaps for your own peace of mind, Ms. Roth. Had you considered that?
It's hard to consider anything when I'm standing out here talking to a voice without a face or body.
That is perhaps an unfortunate choice of words on your part, Ms. Roth. But I feel, and I suspect that those of the others who are capable of such feeling may share this, that you can be trusted. Not perhaps in the way that Howard thinks, but maybe in a more practical way. I will show myself to you. Please go to the fifth door on your left. It is now unlocked.
With measured tread, slightly apprehensive, Christy walked toward the door.
I hope you are ready for this, Ms. Roth. I know from intelligence sources that you have seen many things. Hopefully this will not be too big a shock.
As the door opened, she could see the length of one wall. It was painted white, a simple bed, and a tiled floor. The bed was dusty, as though it hadn't been used for many years. There were no decorations on the walls, no pictures to relieve the whiteness. As her eyes scanned the room, she saw a long, unused desk and chair, both empty for many decades. It was only when her eyes turned toward the metal lab table that she understood what Sid had meant.
Gaia!